Well, N0TR KB4 CBA. I was getting ready to throw my call out.
First jab out yet? How you doing, Dave?
Doing okay. Going to get my hair cut, and so I tell you. We had a chilly one last night. My neighbor across the street knocked on the door at about 9 o'clock and wanted to borrow my shut-off tool for the meter, you know, out of the road. And so he said he didn't know how to do it, so I shut it off for him, and so he can make the repairs.
That's never any fun at all, that plumbing stuff. I do have a special license for it, though. I am a certified skin diver for the Roto-Rooter.
Yeah, I can see them putting you on the end of a drill and running you through that pipe. Yeah. Well, we haven't had any debris, but we left the hot and cold running. I mean, you know, just a real small, tiny stream all night, and it doesn't really bother me to do that because, I mean, all our pipes are under the concrete, or most of them are, so I definitely don't want one of them to you know, crack, and then when it thaws out, we're going to have a problem.
In a newer house, Dave, they ran that PEX, and a guy told me when they put that new line in from the street that it could expand as much as 5 times its diameter.
This house is about 20 years old, I think. We had to do that. It broke just on, let's see, on the meter side to our house, and they put this funky-looking color line in it, and it was the new stuff, cost us $1,000, and that was right at Christmas, not this past Christmas, but a year ago. So that was, I told my wife, I said, that's your Christmas present, hon.
Fact. Well, don't feel so bad. They put in a new line from out at, by the parquet up to the house, and they forgot to bring their thing to go under the sidewalk, so they did it with my pressure washer. And they did put a new valve out there, though. It just looks like a gate valve, you know, or a ball valve, I imagine. And you just flip it 90 degrees, and it's really nice, and a new box where it's at. But that was $4,000, and put in a new faucet there that was one of those no-freeze faucets on the front of the house. It's on the north side, but it supposedly can't freeze now. It draws the water back or something out of the faucet. Ironically, we had a fairly new hose we put on there last year, and the dang thing is, you can't get it off. I'm going to have to take a Dremel tool or something and split it just to get it off. One of those good Chinese, you know, hoses that crumble up, of course. China product.
KB4 CBA mobile. Well, yeah, we bought one of those hoses, but it didn't last long. I don't know, 2 or 3 years maybe, and I think it got a hole in it or something. I don't remember, but it did what they said it would do. If you turn the water off, it would, and left the nozzle at the end open, it would, as the water ran out, the pressure ran out, that hose would just start coming back towards you, and it was fairly compact, you know, to hang up there in the garage. Now, the one we've got now does the same thing, but it will not move on the rough part of the driveway. Just when you get it inside the driveway where it's smooth, it'll, you know, it'll do its thing there, but it won't do it on the other part of the driveway that's evidently a little grittier than than the rest.
So mobile. Well, I found them all to be junk, Dave. They just weren't worth a darn. So we went to Home Depot the other day, one at Bernice. And we bought one, but when you get up into the good ones that are flexible, they're like $69 for a 100-footer. And I just bit the bullet and bought it. But it's real flexible, but it's built tougher, and it don't crinkle up like that. But heck, I got out there the other day and tried to use the regular heavy-duty hose that we have, and it was just like it was frozen almost. It was so hard. A real pain in the butt. So I decided to bite the bullet and get that good one. I hope it works out all right. I haven't put it out there yet. I have one that goes out to the chickens that I drain it every time I use it when it's above freezing. And therefore, I can keep it from freezing. And for the last several years, it's worked fine. It's a good heavy-duty black hose. But, yeah, those crinkle ones, Amazon's got them, Lowe's has got them, Home Depot's got them. They're about $30, and they last about 30 days, I think. So I didn't buy any more of them. But we are home, and going to go ahead and have a cup of coffee and a donut with sugar on it, and take a coffee break, and then I got to go out and feed the chickens. You have a nice day, Dave, and good talking to you. I assume you've been playing tennis, and I hope you had a good day if you did. KB4CBA and 0TR in the drive, 73.
Well, I used to love those sugar donuts. Oh, man, the white ones and the chocolate, the little truck that came around at one of the dealerships I worked at had them, and oh, they were so good. I always got me some big glass of tea. Oh, me. Well, y'all have a good afternoon. Bernice, make and behave. Then we'll talk to you later. N0TRKB4CBA Mobile.